FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
105.7 CFW.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on
Bye. Chippewa Valley weekends never sounded so good.
80s, 90s, and more.
All weekend long. 105.7 CFW.
Place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. I know it means
Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Sick, and it's all
90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Won't you dance? 1057 CFW.
There used to be a gray tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. That when it snows, my eyes become large, and the light that you shine can't be seen. Baby, I'd like a baby to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, stranger it feels, yeah. And now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light, and the light that you shine can't be seen. Thank you. so much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen?
Easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work.
Download the free Civic Media app.
Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Apparently sensing an existential threat to their power, Idaho GOP leaders are pulling every lever to defeat an open primaries and ranked choice voting citizen initiative. The measure would allow over 275,000 independent voters to have their voices heard in primaries and offer more choices to voters. Proposition 1 would repeal a 2023 law prohibiting ranked choice voting in Idaho, establish a top four open primary system, and use ranked choice voting to ensure the winner among the four candidates receives a 50% plus one majority. Over 97,000 qualifying signatures were delivered in July. Since then, the state attorney general filed a suit to invalidate the signatures, claiming they misrepresented the proposition to voters. That suit was dismissed. Then, Secretary of State Phil McCrane quoted a scare tactic cost of $25 to $40 million to implement ranked choice voting, citing the replacement of the state's ballot tabulators. Idahoans for Open Primary cites the state of Maine's implementation for less than $500,000. Governor Brad Little publicly opposed it September 27th. Then October 1st, Republican House Speaker Mike Moyle told the Idaho Capital Sun that the legislature would likely amend or repeal the measure if voters approved it. Six other states, plus D.C., vote on similar measures in November. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
For 93.5 The Tap, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz is coming to Wisconsin on Monday. Walz will first appear at an event in Eau Claire before traveling to Green Bay. Walz was in Eau Claire in August. For his Eau Claire visit, the Harris-Walz campaign said that Walz will speak directly to voters with no other details available. It's the latest of several stops by candidates from both parties in the past 2 months in Wisconsin. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump was in Dodge County earlier this week. The Chippewa County Board voted to deny a claim by Sheriff Travis Hakes to pay over $27,000 in legal fees. The claim stems from an investigation into Sheriff Hakes last year involving accusations of misconduct, including inappropriate messages sent to a female employee and potential code of ethics violations involving his real estate business and private weapons sales. The investigation eventually led to the county board voting no confidence in Sheriff Hakes. The board voted 14-6 to deny the legal fees claim. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For your Sunday, a mix of clouds and sunshine and a few showers around the area. The other big story will be the very gusty northwest winds developing up over 30 and 35 miles per hour. Highs in the lower to middle 50s. Tonight, patchy frost. Currently 44 degrees.
CFW.
So tell me why. oldies and more.
Love Shack, baby, love Shack. 105.7 CFW.
My good deeds, and she kisses the wind.
home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire.
Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.